Welcome, guys, to Toxic Masculinity. What are we going to talk about today? Well, I thought we would talk about something that actually became a prominent thing in the Facebook group that I belong to. I belong to a singles group here in Portland, and we have all personality types, all types of beliefs. We have the toxic masculine, the toxic feminine, and everything in between. Or should I say, not toxic feminine, there is no such thing, toxic feminism, and everything in between. So we are going to talk about something that, like I said, became a prominent part of one of the feeds for the day. And it's something that's actually a pet peeve of mine, and I'm really getting sick and tired of seeing us guys do this. And, you know, as this podcast is supposed to be going up against the cancer that is toxic feminism and radical feminism, sometimes we have to slap our own selves on the hand in order to fix it, because some of the stuff that we do and we've been conditioned to do and that the media has told us we need to do and this and that is actually leading to or helping this toxic feminism. And because of that, it needs to stop. So what exactly is it that's got my pennies in a bunch, if you will, that's, you know, stuck in my craw, so to speak. And that is this whole aspect of the quintessential nice guy and everything surrounding it. Now, I will get into the differences that I see, but I'm talking about a stereotypical guy that gets onto a forum or talks about stuff to people, and his only argument as to why he should get a date, he should get a job, he should, you know, have these things is that he's a nice guy. Stay tuned, we're gonna get into it. Now, I know this is gonna get, you know, people in an uproar, and trigger warnings are in effect. DEFCON 3. The nice guy syndrome. What is it, and why do we want to avoid it? Well, in simple terms, this nice guy syndrome can be summed up very simply. I am a nice guy. Therefore, because of that, I should be able to get a date. After all, I'm a nice guy. I should be able to get this job. After all, I'm a nice guy. I should be able to do these things because, damn it, after all, I'm a nice guy. Yeah, that's the nice guy syndrome. And unfortunately, it is prevalent, especially among the men up here. Look, I'm not talking about genuinely nice guys. They're all over the place. These are the men that do their stuff every day. You know, they go to work, they feed their family, they, you know, live their life, whether they're single, you know, whether they're, you know, animal, vegetable, or mineral. No, you know, of any kind, in any persuasion, any orientation, that go and actually do their jobs, do what they're supposed to do as men. Those are nice guys. And they will be recognized as nice guys. People will let them know, hey, you're a good guy. You're a good man. You know, you're a nice guy. It's the, I'm talking about the whiny little bitches that want to sit here and go, I'm a nice guy. I don't do these things. And, you know, I don't understand why this is happening. So, yeah, that's the nice guy syndrome. And how do we stop it? Well, you know, let's not, you know, sugarcoat it and get right into it. Just stop it. You know, stop getting on social media. Stop getting on forums. Stop whining, moaning, and belly aching about being a nice guy. Now, why am I on this soapbox? Well, it's about, the 25th, 26th of August. Somebody posted a put a post, I should say, on Facebook in one of the in the singles group that I belong to. And it's not supposed to be a dating group. It's just supposed to be a singles group, but there's the lines are blurred. And I belong to this group because, you know, frankly, it's a social life. And I enjoy the amusement that is the melting pot, the goulash, the hobo stew that is this group from all walks of life and all mindsets. And for the most part, we get along. But this particular guy just was whining. I don't understand why women don't like nice guys. And he had this classic nice guy syndrome. The nice guy syndrome is one of the most unattractive things, not only for dudes, because we sit here and we're like, really, motherfucker? And just go away. Stop whining. But women dry up. Okay? They dry the fuck up when you're sitting there going, but I'm a nice guy. Why can't you date me? Because I'm a nice guy. And we're going to get into that. We're also going to talk about some other things. But yeah, here's the deal. The nice guy syndrome is killing masculinity. And it leads into a whole bunch of other things that we're going to get into, but it's basically the definition of, because I'm nice, I am either A, entitled to something, or B, I don't understand why I don't get this nice guy award, which is you go on a date with me, I get this job, I get this promotion, you know, this, that, and the other. And we're all guilty of this from time to time. Some of it's because, you know, we think we're a nice guy. Others of it is just, you know, some of us, you know, just get beat down enough that, you know, sometimes we whine a little bit. All guys are guilty of it, or at least the majority of guys are guilty of it. But this particular one, we're going to talk about relationships, and we're going to talk about dating, and particularly just a lot about this post that, you know, this is a pet peeve of mine. You know, this syndrome is just rampant, and especially up here in Portland, Oregon area. I mean, for those of you that are listening that understand what Portland, Oregon stands for, you know what our level of quote unquote nice guys are up here. So, let's get into this. And we're going to break down some things. We're also going to talk about some of the concepts that nice guys look at when they are using their argument for being a nice guy. Stay with us. Nice guys. I'm a nice guy, so I don't understand why you don't like me. I'm a nice guy. I don't understand why you won't date me. I'm a nice guy. I don't understand why women only want to date bad boys that treat them like shit. And we'll get into that in the next segment. The whole quote unquote bad boy scenario. But let me put it to you this way. This particular nice guy is not at its bottom is not really a nice guy. Let's look at it this way. Psychopaths, narcissists, and serial killers all believe they're nice guys. And many of them started out as nice guys. So your argument about being a nice guy is invalid. Okay? Live as a nice guy and people think you're nice. Men, women, animals, and children. But to go around and tout being a nice guy, look, here's the thing. I used to do that. I used to have this whole idea of I'm a nice guy. I don't understand why people don't like me, especially women. I don't understand why women don't like me. All they want is, you know, all this other stuff that's bad for them. Once I grew up, And I mean, emotionally grew up and, pulled myself up by my bootstraps and just kind of took a look at it. I realized that this whole nice guy thing is a crock of horseshit. It's a really bad version of fuckface-itis, which, sometime ask me about that. It's a great term I learned from watching The Sopranos. fuckface-itis, one of my favorite words now. But yeah, this quote unquote nice guy is, first of all, it's creepy. I guess nice guys can't, get a date anymore. Dude, that's creepy. You sound like, sound like a fucking serial killer or some type of psychotic over here. So, or at least, rephrase it some. But yeah. And here's the thing, the nice guys want to go into this whole aspect of relationships. Let's look at relationship for a moment. We're talking about the particular individual that posted this was posting it about girls and relationships and dating and things like that. Let's look at it this way. And first, we're going to start with the definition of insanity, because this nice guy thing leads to relationship insanity. And for insanity, we know the common definition is doing the same thing over and over and over again, expecting a different result. Well, relationship insanity, and I've said this since my mid-early 20s from just looking at it and analyzing it, is dating the same type of person over and over and over again, expecting them to be different. Or nice guys, this is for you, being that stereotypical nice guy over and over and over and over again, expecting different results. Now, like I said earlier, I'm not downplaying being a nice person. Everybody needs to be a decent individual. They need to treat each other with respect. They need to meet their obligations, do what they got to do. That's not what I'm getting at. I'm talking about the I'm a nice guy. I deserve something. And as much as I hate to admit it, there is a term that is flowing around now amongst the young people. I don't know what it's called, but there's a definition for, and they want to push the whole it's young white men, basically dumpy looking motherfuckers that can't get laid, that use this nice guy that, because I'm a certain way, you're obligated to have sex with me or to date me or this or that. Again, I'm not up on modern terms. We call it being a nice guy. They call it something, some pseudo wannabe scientific term for it. Basically, it means just being an annoying little bitch. But unfortunately, it's true. And the nice guy syndrome and being this nice guy fits into that. Look, like I said, if you're a nice guy and you're doing the nice guy, nice guy, nice guy, nice guy, nice guy over and over and over again, and you're not getting a date, you're not getting ready, you might want to just reevaluate. Be a nice guy, but rethink your strategy. Because if that's your strategy, trust me, nothing dries up a woman faster than a guy that wants you to feel obligated to be with her, with him, because he's nice and he was nice to you and he did these things. And that will lead into other scenarios. But for right now, and we'll talk about that, this heads into all sorts of other nuances and things, and walking into all this other stuff. But yeah, you're a nice guy. We get it. Okay, the ladies get it. You don't overdrink. You don't commit felonies. You only date one girl at a time. And I always pay for dinner. And I don't understand why they won't let me open a door for them. And here's the thing. If you're going around with that mindset, you're just as it's being a douchebag on a whole different level. There's the bad boys that, they think they're, they're macho and they're God's gift to everybody. And they do the same thing, but the nice guys are actually doing the exact same thing, just from an opposite standpoint. You know, they're coming in going, see, you know, Jake over there, he's one of those bad boys. He treats women with disrespect. He treats people with disrespect. But I'm a nice guy, so therefore, you know, you all need to come over here and give me respect. Doesn't work that way, Bubba. That's not how this goes. You know, if being a nice guy in the quote-unquote nice guy syndrome scenario isn't working for you, you need to figure something else out. Okay? And then, being a nice guy really heads you into this whole realm of male feminism. And that's where we're going to talk about next, is we're going to talk about nice guys versus male feminism and this whole correlation, or as we like to call them, beta males. Stick with us. So this whole thing of nice guys, in quotes, and these guys that run around and feel that they deserve some kind of recognition because they are this quintessential nice guy, which, by the way, they're not. They're probably some type of psychotic, because most of the women that I have had the opportunity to chat with after the whole I'm a nice guy or I thought he was a nice guy kind of scenario generally confirm what I'm talking about them being some type of psychotic, narcissist, sociopath. I mean, you name it, you can get into it. So, yeah, the quote unquote nice guys, the ones that go around screaming that are usually the ones that have the most issues. But this also heads into the whole realm of male feminism, which, by the way, isn't a thing. Okay. I don't give a flying fuck rat's ass what motherfucker talks about being a male feminist. If they're talking about being a male feminist, first of all, they just need to be taken outside the city and shot. Okay? There's no such thing as a male feminist. All male feminists are these quote-unquote nice guys that are trying to identify with women because they can't get laid. That's all it is. Have you seen these goofy-looking motherfuckers? Okay. I mean, talk about, these are these scrawny little Antifa fucks that, you know, they're sitting there going, power, power. I wear skinny jeans and a cardigan, and I program for Apple or Google. Now, if you program for Apple or Google, I'm sorry. I don't mean to pick on you. You know, they're good companies, and, you know, there are plenty of good people that do that. But, you know, that's generally the stereotype, and I'm pushing the stereotype here, but, you know, these male feminists are these nice guys, and basically, it's pandering to women so that they can get looked at, because they got passed over by women that actually look at guys with more of, if you want to, a John Wayne syndrome, or a Clint Eastwood syndrome, if you want to call it that. These are not sicknesses, they're just, you know, per se, well, the nice guy syndrome is definitely a sickness. Because that leads to other things. But this male feminism is started with this whole, I'm a nice guy. And, you know, nice guys, yeah, you know, the song that I led into the intro by Green Day, nice guys finish last. Yes, this kind of nice guy definitely finishes last, okay? This is the guy that is the quintessential pussy whip dude. You know, I am woman, hear me roar. She comes in raging like a banshee. And he's like, yes, you are completely correct. And, you know, all men are toxic. And I agree. And I identify as a feminist because women's rights. And when you sit there and you ask them, what is a male feminist? They sit there and they stumble and they fall and they jump up because there is no such thing. Yeah. There's no such thing as a male feminist, just like there's no such thing as mansplaining. Okay, that's the latest millennial militant feminist word, mansplaining. What the fuck is mansplaining? Oh, you mean an explanation of who somebody is? You know, because if there's mansplaining, there's definitely woman-splaining. There's trans-splaining. There's gay-splaining. There's lesbian-splaining. You know, oh, no, there's not. There's just mansplaining. Yeah, we know. The war against men is real. Okay. And later on, you know, I'm going to have a complete podcast where I discuss my politics, who I am and why I am and why I vote a certain way and why I voted for a certain individual that is currently in the White House as of this date. And it has nothing to do with, well, I should say it has, and I don't want to do a double entendre. It has everything to do with not only who I am, but also just a push, you know, jab that little fork into the side of, you know, the feminist, just to go, hey, screw you kind of thing. But I digress. I'm getting off subject. Basically, these nice guys that want are basically doing the same thing as male feminists. You know, the only difference is they haven't completely converted over to the fact that they want to identify as a male feminist and claim that they are confused. Also, they can get this all boils down. This nice guy. I'm a nice guy. I'm a really nice guy. All this, that and male feminism all have the same goal in mind. I can't get laid, so I am going to go to a fringe and sit there and go, okay, I'm going to identify as this in hopes to get laid or get a girlfriend or whatever it is. Okay, so here's the thing. You know, these guys are all pussy whip dudes. They're all sitting there, you know, they get led around, you know, by their little skinny jeans and their cardigan, you know, and the group that they are targeting when they start screaming about toxic masculinity, us, those of you that like listening to this, and they turn around and they turn around and they go, yeah, see, and if you're a nice guy, you're going to stand up against this oppression. Dude, sit down. Your skinny jeans are obviously cutting off blood flow. You know, go sit down. Go drink your whatever that shit is that you drink from Starbucks. Because it's definitely not coffee. You know, enjoy your shitty craft beer. And leave being male to the rest of us. Okay? Because you're outside that realm. Nice guys are male feminists. Change my mind. That's how I look at that. So, yeah. And nice guys are supposed to be the cure for all those bad boys out there that treat women like shit. You know, you treat a woman like shit. You know, you're this bad boy. And why do women always like bad boys? As a nice guy, it's not fair. Well, guess what, Buttercup? Life isn't fair. But life's not fair because all the bad boys get all the hot chicks and all the good chicks. And us good guys are stuck with the leftovers. Well, you know, if you're thinking like that, you've got more problems than just getting a date. So, but you know what? I tell you what, let's explore. Let's explore a little bit of the why women want the bad boy or what the nice guys claim these bad boys are. So stick with it. Stick with us. Thank you for listening. I'll be right back. We're going to look at bad boys. So for those of you that can hear the transitions, I usually use like some transition music or some different things. So yes, I did choose that song specifically for talking about this because I find it funny. Bad boys, what you gonna do? And that's where these nice guys think most of the bad boys that women want and are into, what they are is, you know, that kind of bad boy. You know, he's always, you know, he treats you like shit. Women only like bad boys that treat him like shit. Well, let me throw this out here for you. There's bad boys and then there's bad asses. Okay. The bad boys are just as bad as the nice guys. They are the beta males that have not grown up, but they learned how to deal with their stuff from the standpoint of not being nice, of being the bully, the violent little prick that needs to be, have his ha ass handed to him. And yes, there are women that date those kind of guys. And the reason they do is because these guys are a little better than the nice guys at covering up the fact that they are, little pricks that need to have their asses kicked because they're bullies. Bullies, I have noticed in most cases, are very good at not only being in quote unquote intimidating to people, but also they are able to flip very easily from the bad boy to the nice guy real fast, and they play the victim very well. And that's why, but they also have these specific quintessential quirks that women are attracted to. They're quote unquote dangerous. They give no fucks. They have, well, they claim they don't. This is the difference. Bad boys are these guys that make claims about being bad asses, and it's uncircumcisable. excuse me, a little brain fart there. It's unsubstantiated. That's the word I was looking for. Well, that's it. Sometimes we poof brain farts here. My brain fried on that one for a minute. Insubstantiated that they are badasses. It's a lot of there's these stolen valor guys that are bad boys that that claim to be badasses, but when you or they claim to be oh, well, I'm a nice guy and I'm a badass because I was a Navy SEAL. Dude, you were never a Navy SEAL. Okay, shut the fuck up. And all these people have one thing in common, and that is their whether they're a nice guy or they're a bad boy, it's all built upon a fanciful fantasy and a fallacy of things that they wish they could be because they are a beta male that can't reach and attain certain levels. Okay? I'm not talking about genuinely nice people, okay? I come from a very religious background, and so there are some genuinely nice people. The gentleman that baptized, the pastor that baptized me when I was 11 years old, is one of the genuinely nicest people on the planet. Never called himself a nice guy, but he was the nicest guy anywhere, and truly, I mean, a 100% loving individual, a pacifist, and he truly believed all these things. He wasn't in it to get something out of it. He was genuinely like this. So there are those guys. And then on the opposite end of the spectrum, there are the badasses. I know retired SEALs, retired military guys. I know retired civilian. My grandfather, if you want to talk about it, is a true badass. 92 years old, man's out every day fishing. He's retired from three times from three separate jobs. He was a union welder. He fought in World War II with Merrill's Marauders. And if you know anything about Merrill's Marauders, or if you don't, look it up. 2,700 and some change went into China, marching through China or through China and Burma. And when they came out the other side fighting the Japanese, there were only 247 of them left. They had two ambulance drivers. Out of the 2,700, my grandfather was the second ambulance driver. So, yeah. And he was ambushed by the Japanese. So, yeah, you want to talk about a badass? He's a badass, but he's also a genuinely nice guy. And most true badasses are genuinely nice people. The posers are the bad boys and the nice guys. I'm a nice guy. I love that. I can't get enough of that. I'm a nice guy, and that bad boy over there, you shouldn't be dating him. He's a piece of shit, but you need to come date me because I'm a nice guy. Those are the guys that are badasses don't need to prove that they're badasses. They don't need to be a bad boy. They sit there and they look at it, and it's like, yeah, I ride motorcycle. I shoot guns. I've been shot at. And I'm talking about me personally, you know. And in some cases, and when they tell, oh, you're a badass. No, I'm not. I'm just a dude that's had adventures, lived life, you know, and I go about doing my thing. You know, previous life, you know, 10, 15 years ago, I lived and worked in different scenarios, and some of it was very dangerous. Some of it was very boring. But, you know, and I don't run around claiming things. You know, bad boys tend to do that. Nice guys tend to do that. And again, this all boils back to the whole aspect of being whipped and really wanting to get in with the whole feminist thing, because neither one of them seem to be able to get laid. Bad boys are actually worse in the aspect of they can switch between the nice guy and the bad boy real fast and as I said, throw that victim mentality out there real fast. But both of them boil down to victim mentalities. So what's a bad boy versus a badass? Because I got digressed for a minute. A bad boy is somebody that makes a claim of, well, you know, yeah, something happened, I'd take that fucker out. Well, whereas a badass is sitting there sipping his drink. For me, my drink of choice is Patty's Irish Whiskey and Ginger Ale. I'm sitting here drinking this in my tumbler. And, you know, somebody keeps, you're watching this guy disrespect this lady, and you're sitting here, you know, drinking. Finally, you get up, you walk over, you get in his face and go, look, get the fuck out. And when he squares up, you just look at him and go, no. And then you proceed to grab him by, you know, his belt, give him a wedgie as you walk him out of the door, and by the nape of his shirt, and pull his belt up, giving him a wedgie, walk him out. Let him know you come back. It's not going to be fun for you. Sorry. That's the old bouncer in me coming up. But bad boys, all they're going to do is they're going to sit there and they're going to scream insults at each other and, you know, square up and, you know, pretend that they're going to take a swing, and they're all talk and no action. There's no show. There's no pop, you know. Or if they do, they pick on the smaller nice guy to prove that, you know, they're a bad boy. You know, badasses don't need to prove anything. There's an old saying that the best fighters are usually the quiet one that sits over in a corner and has nothing to say. And, badasses don't need to prove that they're badasses. They've proved it to themselves. They know what they're capable of doing. Bad boys, constant validation. And that's the same with the nice guys. Constant validation. I need validation. And that's why they become male feminists, because male feminists get the validation that they so yearn and desire. Yeah. The reason being is they've been indoctrinated, they've been brainwashed, and in many cases, they have been brought up in a predominantly female mindset. 43% of homes have no male figure in the home. 78% of teachers are women. So, yeah, of course you're going to have nice guys and bad boys, you know, wanting to be male feminists, because that's what they're used to. They're used to seeing almost 100% of the time women. What do we expect? You know, it's not that we have too much masculinity in this world. We don't have enough. And we'll talk about that sometime. I'm trying to coordinate schedules with guests, guest hosts, so that we can talk about some of this stuff. Right now, it's just me ranting at you guys. But yeah, you know, bad boys and nice guys, quote unquote, opposite end of the spectrum, same goal in mind, and end up in the same place with this nasty disease that is male feminism. Because they're, at the end of the day, it's all about being pussy whipped. Prove me wrong. So I'm going to take a quick break. We will be back. Okay, so As I have said a couple times before, I'm not trying to say that you should be anything other than being a nice person. What I'm getting at is, again, is the people that want to use the whole I'm a nice guy for personal gain and for this whole aspect of the world owes them something. You know, I'm a nice guy and I do all these things. And because of that, you need to date me. Well, you know, I'm again reiterating things that are going down, but here's the deal, for me anyway, is, you know, be nice. That's what a man is supposed to be. You know, think about it this way. Think about it from the standpoint of Patrick Swayze in Roadhouse. What did he tell the bouncers? They asked him, well, what do we do about this? Well, your job is to be nice. Well, this guy, be nice until the time comes to not be nice. Now, in the movie, of course, his job was to tell him when that time was. But in your life, you can always tell when it's time to no longer be nice. You know, you don't always have to be the nicest guy in the room. Okay, and, you know, men aren't always the nicest guy in the room. True masculine men that understand how their lives need to be lived in order to keep their families, their jobs, their society together. Okay, I'm not saying don't be nice. Okay. No. But, you know, the whole idea and of the nice guy has been perverted. Be classically a nice guy, okay? The classic nice guy is the guy that stands up for what's right when right is right. Okay? The classically nice guy is the guy that, you know, does what needs to be done, even if the rest of the world looks at him like he's a weirdo or isn't helping him. You know, you're not going to necessarily get recognized as a true classically quote unquote nice guy. You are going to have two guarantees. One, a decently long life and respect. Not dates. Not girlfriends, not wives, not things, not promotions, respect, and a relatively long life. Those are what you get. That's a classic nice guy. You know, classic nice guys, you know, are also badasses. 10 out of 10 of the really classically nice guys that I have talk to, the ones that I sit there and I go, wow, that guy's really nice. If you dig into his background, more than likely, I would say 9.5 times out of 10, they're also a badass. Whether it was in their previous life, their current life, what they do for a living, how they do things for a living, you know, their childhood, things they had to endure with it, they're usually badasses. And the reason they are genuinely nice guys and they do so because that's how they were trained, how they were bred, how they grew up, how they were mentored, and they don't use it as a linchpin to try to get laid, try to get girlfriends or anything else. They're usually the badasses, and they're usually the ones that don't really give a crap one way or another. Women like them, cool. If they don't, cool. It's whatever. You know, life goes on, and they enjoy it. Be a classic nice guy. Not the nice guy that you need to date me because I'm nice. Now, don't have the nice guy syndrome. Have the classic nice guy reaction to things. And if you're a classically nice guy, here's the thing. You can't train yourself. Well, let me rephrase that. It's possible to train yourself to be a classically nice guy, but here's the thing. If you're, again, it all boils down to motivation. If you're listening to this and you go, oh, I can be a classically nice guy and achieve this, You're still in the nice guy syndrome, and your goal is still outside of the realm of being a true man and a nice guy. Being a true man and a nice guy, I believe, is a lifetime process. It's bred into you from when you're, a little boy, young man, through your life experiences, whether you're in the military or you decide, you have good mentors like I did. That's what teaches you. You can learn some of it, but it's generally embedded into you from a young age. And it takes various shapes and sizes. There is no one formula, but at the end of the day, you'll know the nice guy versus the nice guy in a scenario. And like I said, 9.5 times out of 10, the truly nice guys are also genuinely badass, and they're not bad boys. So be a classic badass and a classic nice guy. And if your motivation is to try to be that again to get dates and this and that, you're hopeless. Go back to being a male feminist, okay? Because that's going to be your only off chance, maybe 3 to 5% that you'll get laid this year, okay? Cool. We'll be back. I got news for you. Nice guys finish last. They will every single time. Because in their minds, they're a nice guy and they deserve these things, and women need to date them because they are that person. So you're always going to finish last if you have the nice guy syndrome. It's science. No, it's almost guaranteed. Women don't like it because it ultimately pushes you into other different realms. And at the end of the day, and I'm going to throw this out here, and again, trigger warning, women don't like male feminists. Women like men. They like badass, nice, truly classically nice men that have been born and bred to be quintessentially a male. You watch the media, you watch all this different stuff, and they want to tell you that women want this nice guy and male feminist, and they don't, okay? Even amongst the super progressive, some of the women that are super progressive in the singles group that I belong to, and some of the other groups that I belong to, and forums, whether on Facebook or other platforms, as, militant feminist as they are, they still, in their deepest, darkest dreams and fantasies, still talk, still post, and still make comments about the lack of masculinity. The problem is they want it both ways, and you can't have it both ways, and they don't understand that yet because the media hasn't told them how to understand that yet. Because we know if CNN hasn't told them, they don't know how to feel. But if you're a nice guy, or you go around claiming you're a nice guy, and you have this nice guy syndrome of, I think that I deserve these things because of who I am, you're going to finish last. And you're going to finish last every single time. Sorry about the truck in the background. can't be helped. So nice guys are going to finish last every single time. Douchebags are going to quote unquote get all the hot chicks, and from the viewpoint of these nice guys, every single time, it's how it's perceived by these particular groups, but truly, 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 both groups, the nice guys and the bad boys, are going to finish last every single time because at the end of the day, nobody wants to deal with the shit. Okay? They just don't want to deal with the shit. So, in closing, what have we learned? Well, we have learned that there is this condition called the nice guy syndrome. And with this nice guy syndrome comes all of this other extraneous stuff. You know, if you're going to be a whiny little bitch, be a whiny little bitch. But, you know, don't do it in the guise of being a nice guy. I can't get a girl to date me. Okay. If you can't get a girl to date you, you're obviously not a nice guy. And you're certainly not a badass if you're whining about it on social media. So take a step back, reevaluate yourself, look at why things are going the way they're going. And like I said, you know, a lot of this has already been instilled in you from the beginning. So if you do have this syndrome, it's going to be so incredibly hard to get out of it because it's incredibly indoctrinated and pushed into us. It's a victim mentality and you know, has everything to do with being a male feminist and being a pussy whip dude. It took me years to get out of it. I was like that in my 20s. And finally, with some of the friends and family that I had as mentors, I was able to break free. And now I am truly the guy that gives no fucks one way or another. Would I like to? Yeah, I would love to have a beautiful young thing that I get to, you know, or younger thing, or, you know, it doesn't matter really, you know, just a beautiful woman to spend quality time with, take out to dinner, enjoy this, you know. But I'm, and you know, I've been told that I'm a good man and a genuinely nice guy, and I don't see it, but that's just me. And if that's the case, well, why can't I get a date? You know, and I used to think like that, but now I just like, okay, well, if it happens, it does. If it doesn't, you know what, I'm just gonna be me, and you know, I want to work on some new hobbies. And of course, you know, I'm doing this. I am learning the podcast thing, doing this for you, making these podcasts, and it's a lot of fun for me. Got news for you. It can be fixed, but it's going to take years and years and years and years and years and years. You know, it's not an overnight thing. And for those of you that are genuine badasses and nice guys that just live your life and do what you're supposed to do, kudos to you, brother. You know, that's what it's about, is, you know, and because we think this way, we are truly toxic in our masculinity. You know, we're not, you don't back down, and you certainly are not going to give the militant feminists or the male feminists any leeway to come in. You know, you're a guy, you're a badass, you're a quintessential dude, and, you know, that's how you want to be. Here's the thing. I'm also going to give you a couple references that I use, things that I've read to kind of help me re-solidify my, you know, masculinity, you know, who I am. And, you know, classically being the nice guy, these things are, you know, there's a couple books that I like to read that, you know, just kind of keep me grounded and part of who I am. And here are, you know, any good story written by Louis L'Amour, he understood the aspect of the, you know, truly nice guy versus the badass. And nowhere in there are you going to have guys with the nice guy syndrome. Usually the guys with the nice guy syndrome are the bad guys, and they're narcissists, psychopaths, you know, any number of different things like that. The other one, and I'm not a very religious person anymore, but it's still a good book if you can look past the religious. You know, it was written for religious purposes, but it was also written to help men understand who they are. And, you know, I'm the type of person, I can look past something that's overtly, you know, for the most part, there are things that are so overtly agenda driven that you're just like, ugh, I can't read this thing because of it. This one's not overtly agenda driven. The agenda is, you know, it's written by a Christian man. He's talking about God. He's talking about Christianity. Like I said, I'm not overly Christian anymore, or overly church going, overly religious, I guess you could say. But it's he writes it very well, and it's not overwhelming. The name of the book is Wild at Heart. Talks about why men are the way they are, and you know, from his standpoint, you know, God created us to be this way, and this whole aspect of toxic masculinity is just a creation to take away God's creation. Now, if you believe in evolution, you know, millions and millions of years of evolution have stated that men are hunters, they're gatherers, they're fighters, and they're there to protect what's theirs. We have evolved that way. That's how we're going to be. It's in our DNA. So, and finally, the last one, the one that I read once a year without fail, is Leadership Secrets of the Rogue Warrior by Captain Dick Marcinko, founder of Navy SEAL Team 6, a commando's guide to business. But it's also a commando's guide to really learning what it is to be a man, how to apply this, and really just keeps, for me, keeps me grounded in the aspect of, yes, I can follow my dreams, but also in doing so, when you're doing the necessary things, lead from the front, always have integrity, always have loyalty, always do these other things. So those are, you know, some of the reading material that I go through, and it helps out. So one last thing before going, if you enjoy the podcast, you want to contact me, email, if you're on Anchor and listen, of course, you know, there is a place here to leave your comments, whether voice comment or a written comment. If you're listening on the other platforms, the email is toxicmasculinity.show@gmail.com. toxicmasculinity.show@gmail.com. As we move along, I have ideas for expanding this. I really hope that this starts taking off, because I would love to do this for a living. It's a lot of fun. But I need you guys to listen, to download, to subscribe, to whatever. I'm currently working on a Patreon and a Facebook page for this particular podcast. And once I get those things up and going, I will give you the links in future episodes, and we'll go from there. If for whatever reason you feel compelled to want to contribute, you can email me. I will give you, right now all I have is a PayPal, but eventually this will be a listener-supported podcast for the time being. I'm just learning. So, you know, hope you enjoy. Thank you for listening. This is Philip Vandermeulen with Toxic Masculinity, and have a good day.